Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's turn to your friend and mine, Campy Russell, from Fox Sports Ohio. Of course, he's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We'll talk Game 3 with Campy. Hi, Campy. How are you?
I'm good, Andy. How are you doing?
You know, I'm mildly optimistic but very nervous about tonight's game. I'm glad we're back at home. How do you feel about tonight's game?
You said mildly optimistic. Huh?
I'm mildly optimistic, yes.
Yeah, what's
Where
that
is
mean?
Andy at? Put Andy on the phone.
Why? Because he's always optimistic, or you think he's negative?
I'm not sure.
You don't think I'm negative, do you, Campy?
No, I'm not sure. I'm not
I will
sure.
always, when we're talking about the teams you played on, I will always be positive.
Okay, great.
Well,
great.
That's all that matters. Forget about these young kids that are out there now.
No, you got to stay with these young guys because it's all about their time. But, Andy, I think you're right. I think you have to be a little optimistic about what's going on with this Cavs team. I just believe that they're going to reach down because of the pride that this team has and pull out a victory tonight. I'm looking forward to them winning this game tonight. But it's going to take an effort. It's going to take an effort of everybody being connected together, primarily on the defensive side of the ball. I believe we can score enough points to win the game, but we cannot score. We cannot allow this Warrior team to have the type of points they've had in Oakland, which they're averaging almost 123 points or something like that over those two games. So to me, that's why I'm starting off with saying that this team has to be very good defensively. They have to be able to sustain that effort. And if we can do that, I think that gives us a great chance of winning the game. And I understand why you're optimistic about the next game.
Campy, I feel that way too, because they had a great chance to win game one, and they were hanging in game two, and then it got away from them late in the third quarter. But I also flip the page and I think, well, did they have their opportunity, you know, to really get that game in game one or maybe even pull it out in game two? So I just kind of feel they must win three and four, because if not, man, that's just going to be a really, really tough thing to ask if you're down 3-1 and going back to Oakland.
Oh, there's no doubt about it, Jeff. You know, and you know this. You know, again, I just think it's all about these. Number one, I think it's all about just this game tonight. Not trying to look ahead at all. Just look at the fact that, hey, we got to come in here and take care of business by being the team that we've had the ability to be when we've been at home on our court. And I expect our team to come out with a lot of energy. I suspect that our fans will definitely assist them in that effort. But the fans can only assist so much. And one of the things that we have to continue to do, and we talk about this all the time, is trust each other on the defensive side of the ball, trust each other on the offensive side of the ball. But defensively, you definitely have to trust each other, because anytime there is some slippage defensively, the Warriors have the ability to take advantage of that. So to me, it's all about our just being locked in defensively. And again, I believe we can score enough points here in our building to win this game.
Camp, I would think part of that is putting Rodney Hood in today. As Ty said, he's going to play a little bit tonight, or at least get on the floor tonight. What are your thoughts on Rodney getting time tonight?
Well, you know, I think Rodney can play the game. There's no question about that. He brings length. He brings speed and more athleticism. A guy that can really shoot the ball. A guy that can even get to that mid-range area and also get to the rim. So it's just a matter of him having that opportunity. And if he gets that opportunity, I'm sure he's sitting over there wanting to have an impact on this game or even on this series going forward. So Rodney Hood is a guy that can definitely change things because of his athleticism, his length, his ability to score the basketball, and you have to account for him out on the floor. So I think that's a good move. It's just a matter of getting him out there on the floor.
Campy Russell joining us. You can see him tonight on Fox Sports Ohio's Cavaliers Live, 7:30 for the pregame show. It'll go an hour, and then afterwards, Cavaliers Live on Fox Sports Ohio. Campy, everybody likes watching Golden State's offense. It's entertaining. It moves. There's body movement. But I don't know if people can actually describe exactly what it is that makes it successful. What is it in your mind that makes that offense successful?
Well, in my mind, I think the thing that makes it so successful is that when you have a team full of guys that has the ability to put the ball on the floor, to pass the ball, to think team first, to think that, hey, if you make a cut and the guy comes open, I must give him the ball. I can't even think about it. I just have to react to it. But, you know, when you look at that team, it's just a team full of guys that are very skilled, guys that are connected together on both ends of the court, guys that just believe in each other and believe what they're trying to do every single night. And they trust their offense. They trust the energy of the ball. You know, we hear that all the time about the ball has energy. But the ball only has energy when you are trusting each other. And when a guy comes open, that you're obligated to give him that ball and let him either make a play or make the next play. And I think that's the thing that put the Warriors in a situation that they create all kinds of problems for a multitude of teams. And I think as we go forward in terms of the league, I think the league is moving in that direction as well, is to try to get as many, I'm going to say, skilled guys, whether they're guards, forwards, centers, or whatever, that can do multiple things out there on the floor. And the more guys you have like that on your basketball team, the more successful you have the opportunity to be. And I think you look around the league, a lot of teams is moving in that direction.
Campy, Ty said they're going to be more physical tonight. Help me with that and tell me what does that mean. Like, to me, the energy they brought in the first quarter in game one, I thought was, man, they got it. I think they understand it. I think exactly what's going on. The energy level dipped a little bit in game two, but am I right in correlating energy and physical at the same point? Or what do you expect when he says we're going to be a little bit more physical early on?
Well, there's one thing for sure. You know, if you look at that first game, I thought we played the perfect game in terms of the effort, the physicality, how we just beat them on the boards, how we did everything correctly, you know, and the physicality was there. And being here at home, if we can bring that same game plan that we had the first night and then bring additional physicality and, more importantly, be able to make shots, then I think we can definitely be put in the right position to win this game. But being physical is something that you have to be able to do throughout the entire game. You have to be able to sustain that. And those are the areas that I think we have kind of fallen off in some cases somewhat. And with the Warriors, if you fall off of your physicalness, then you open the door for them to, you know, have bang-bang plays that can stretch a lead or even take a lead because of the way they can score the basketball. So you just have to be connected defensively. You have to trust each other defensively. You got to be able to talk and not anticipate that we both see the same thing. We have to acknowledge that we both see the same thing and communicate to each other so that you don't have those slippages out there defensively or from a physicality standpoint.
Campy, I know one thing you're going to talk about tonight on our pregame show is the other guys stepping up. And it's kind of been frustrating to watch because we all know there's some pretty good scorers, some pretty good talent available to the Cavaliers coming off the bench and even the other guys in the starting lineup. And yet there hasn't been that consistent, you know, level of productivity that everybody's looking for. What'll it take to get Jeff Green back to what he was doing against Boston, to get Kyle Korver on track, to maybe get Clarkson, JR, Rodney Hood to hit some shots and score in double figures?
Well, you know, Jeff, you know, we've been talking about this all year long. You know, it's a thing that everybody has to trust. We have to trust each other. The ball has to have that energy that we talked about. You have to have some kind of pace and some kind of flow. When there's pace and flow in our offense, everybody tends to be more active and active offensively, you know, particularly at Kyle Korver. You look at Jeff Green. When you get him out in the open court and he has the ability to attack the rim and create problems with his great length and his speed and quickness, you know, it breaks down anybody's defense. Kyle Korver, you have to have a lot of good fluid movement out there and purpose so that he understands that his where his shots are coming from, and you're creating opportunities for Kyle. And the more opportunities you can create from an offensive flow standpoint, the better this Cavalier team is. And then all of a sudden they're making shots. All of a sudden we become better defensively because everybody is connected to the game. So to me, it's all about our flow. It's all about our pace. It's all about our tempo. It's all about, you know, keeping the ball moving and not allowing the ball to stand. And then those guys become stagnant. So it's all about just having that flow tonight. If we can get that flow going, we're going to have more than enough guys engaged into the game. But it's all about the flow offensively and our pace.
All right, Campy, I'm more optimistic than I was when we started the phone call. So I appreciate you.
Yes.
Thanks, Campy.
All right, guys. Enjoy.
All right, we'll watch on TV tonight. He is Campy Russell from Fox Sports Ohio. Nice enough to join us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.